Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Dirty Christian Word. I think after we mature to a certain level in our walk with God, accountability can become more of a word than a practice. I was reading an occasional devotional this morning, and it asked me some questions about how I was doing and holding myself accountable. It started by asking three simple questions. In the past 72 hours, do you feel like you're moving closer to Jesus? Not moving. Moving away from Jesus. And then it got more specific. It wanted to know how much time I spent online viewing social media or playing games. It wanted to know what areas I had struggled with during that time span and gave a long list, including anger, criticizing, any destructive path, forgiving others, self-forgiveness, fear, lust, dishonesty. It even asked how many times I had been tempted during that time. And then how many times in minutes did you spend thinking about those things that are wrong with me? Finally, it wanted to know how I felt I did resisting temptation during the last 72 hours, ranging from miserable, poor, okay, to excellent. Did you engage the Bible and receive what God said through His Word, reflect on it, and then respond in your own life? It wanted to know whether I had revealed that insight to someone else. And then it asked whether I had helped someone else move closer to Jesus, disciple someone, listen to the spiritual struggles of someone, or none of the above. I know, that's a lot of questions and soul searching. If you had the time or would devote the time to examine your own accountability. Before we can be accountable to someone else, we must first be accountable to ourselves. How easy is it for us to forget the basics? The truth is, most of us were raised to be accountable at some level. As children, we were accountable to our parents, as students, employees, even as spouses. But when it comes to spiritual character or spiritual development, we seem to take issue with that. We get this attitude. You know that accountability is a fundamental requirement if you want to improve in any area of life. Not just being accountable to our Father in heaven, but to each other. But all of us pick and choose what parts of Scripture we want to follow and exclude those that don't line up with our comfort levels. We're led to believe that it's just a matter of personal choices, when the truth is, our fight is against something more powerful than we are, and our sinful temptations are not overcome by our own faithfulness. Are you listening? The church is the body of Christ, but as a community today, we're broken and mangled. We must come together as one body in the name of Christ. Look at John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest. We need desperately to be part of a Christian community of fellow believers who are alive with the Spirit of God and embrace each other to share the joy of that life together. Woodrow Wilson once said, "Everyone knows that corruption drives in secret places and avoids public places. And we believe it, and a fair presumption is that secrecy means impropriety." The Bible has something to say about all of these things if we would take the time to dig deeper into the light that God has given us to walk in right standing with Him. Look at Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to do good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." The bottom line, Our spiritual growth is dependent on how well we are held accountable. Galatians 6, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore them in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. Finally, accountability is not about portioning blame, because that's clearly unhealthy, wasteful, and demoralizing. But it is critical that we learn from our mistakes to ensure our continued growth. Blame achieves very little, and excuses are nothing more than a lie we make up to keep ourselves from being held accountable for what really took place. Everyone needs an accountability partner, and no matter who you are, we need someone to confide, talk to, be heard by, and be open to receive from. Jesus held his disciples at a very high level of accountability. The Bible talks about one day giving an account, but it's never in an impersonal or detached way. We're not just talking about business contracts or political treaties. Biblical examples of accountability are always personal. As we saw in Romans 14:12, each person will give an account of himself to God. The account is personal, given in the context of a relationship with God, whether it's good or bad. Biblical accountability does not mean we have to tell our darkest sins to every person that we meet. Hear me on this, especially when our giving account involves confessing secret sins like looking at porn. Biblical examples show that the level of accountability varies significantly depending on the relationship. And lastly, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. So where are you today? How did you answer those questions above? What have you laid at the feet of Jesus today to help you move closer to Jesus in the next 72 hours? Who will you tell about this decision? And whatever spiritual level you are you committed to take it to the next level? It begins with humility. I know I've been a little long today, but I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.